Hey everybody, welcome to Empowerment Sessions with yours truly, Philip Suber. Now, this podcast is meant to empower the authentic version of you to impact the world around you like only you can. So before we get into our conversation, if you haven't already, please take a moment and subscribe. Hit that subscribe button and also share with someone that you know. All right, ready? Let's go. Family, it is yours truly, Philip Suber, and welcome back to another session. Listen, I like to start each session with gratitude and tell you personally thank you for inviting me and allowing me rather into your time and your space. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for sharing. Thank you even for the feedback on how these sessions have been beneficial, enriching, and empowering to you. So let's jump into the session for today. I think today, and don't get me wrong, every session is from the heart, and it comes with a bit of self-examination, but also a thought process into the things, the issues, and the topics that will really help humanity move forward individually first, and then second collectively. So today's session is really about the individual that we are. You know, we have a tendency to look at this world, and when I say this world, I don't necessarily mean the global sense, but it is inclusive of that. But your world in particular, your job, your home, where you are, your environment, your sphere of influence, your networking, and the place where you shop and you entertain friends, and your space in this earth, your world. It is so easy to identify things that are wrong. It's so easy to identify things that are in need of change. Some of us, maybe not all of us, but some of us, when we come across the realization that this is a reality, the first thing that we do instinctively is we put on a defense to justify why things are. And in that justification of saying, well, this is this way because of this, and this is this way because of that, we excuse ourselves from becoming a part of the solution by pointing the need to change on other people, other situations, other things and variables outside of us. And we wash our hands of the responsibility that we have to impact the necessary change that is needed. Now, that in itself is a handful because, you know, I have been in leadership. I am in leadership, and this is not just in one sector. This is in my career, leading teams, running offices, training and coaching, involved in sales, involved in retail management, also in ministry, leading teams. I've been a young adult pastor, a youth pastor. I've been a choir director, started a youth choir. For a time in a season, I had a praise team, a musical team of musicians and singers. And we would visit different churches, and we would operate in terms of ministry via song. So I understand leadership and communicating with people, problem solving, conflict resolution on different levels and different settings and environments. So I don't want you to think that this is just a one setting type of situation, but I just want you to think about the different areas of your life. And I think about the various areas of my life where we've identified that something needs to change, but we found a way to excuse ourselves from implementing, encouraging, navigating, suggesting, or even taking responsibility for the change that is needed. Because oftentimes it's easy for us to point the finger at someone else or some other situation or some other occurrence, and begin to push the blame, and not only the blame, but also the responsibility of change on that person. And oftentimes we can be oh so overwhelmed with the reality of the current circumstances and situations. We can feel helpless. We may feel helpless. Helpless meaning that there is no opportunity for change, that there is no hope within inside of us that says there is a possibility for it. There is a way for it, because we have in our minds and because of our experience and oftentimes the conversations that we've navigated through and we've cultivated and we have fostered, not just in our thoughts, but other people who have also agreed with the thinking and the lack of hope and the lack of vision, people that have agreed and co-signed with us and share the same thoughts and share the same feelings. It's created this mental disposition that refuses or blocks out the ability to see and to believe that there is the possibility for change. There is the possibility for a positive change. Then sometimes we say, oh, nothing's going to change. You know, I've seen that before. I've heard that before, because we have made the agreement that there is no change to be made that is possible, that is realistically available. And today I want to stir up inside of you the question behind the stagnant belief systems that we ourselves justify, that blinds us from the truth that we are the answer to the change in which we seek. I took a long way to go through that. And sometimes that's how our reality is. We have built up so many dams to say why things can't happen, that it takes a long time and it takes a process and it takes assistance for us to have a mental breakthrough as it relates to realizing and being able to digest the fact that we are a part of the solution to the change in which we seek. And it doesn't matter in what area of your life that change is in. That change could be in the cycles and the habitual cycles of relationships. Maybe all of your relationships turn out the same. And so we it's easy to base the outcome of those situations and those relationships on the other person and never take responsibility for our own actions in that. Maybe it's the inability to fulfill certain tasks, to stay focused, to fulfill job duties and to stay on a job a long time. Maybe it's whatever it may be. There's a plethora of things, of its, quote unquote, its that are possible that we have yet to see the change, but yet we desire something greater than what we see. We desire change. We desire something that allows us to reach further than we've ever reached, to see beyond the boundaries and the mountains that metaphorically that surround us, that keep us from seeing past where we are. And the reality is, because we've justified these barriers and we believe in these barriers and we have magnified these barriers, it's almost like we trust more in the barriers than we do the pathway of opportunity. We trust more in the opposition than we do the ability to break through the opposition. We trust more in the idea and the construct of being defeated than we do in the possibility of being victorious. And although you may not have seen it in that aspect, you may not have seen it in that light, in reality, this is the reality. This is the truth that in our culture, the culture, it feeds off of the feeling of helplessness, the feeling of being vulnerable and not having the strength to protect and to guard or to press beyond, to go beyond, to endure. The old saying is that the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong. And a lot of times we think about how we are fast enough and we should have been here, we should have been further as it relates to the pace and the timing that we are in life. And then the swift nor the strong. Sometimes we feel that we don't have the backing, we don't have the support system, we don't have the strength, we don't have the mental capacity, we don't have what it takes, the gusto and the swag, or we don't have that ambition, the drive to go as far as we want to go, the things that way in the deep, in the depths of our imagination, we really want to see ourselves, right? But here it is, the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to the one that endures. Endured speaks of a person who moves in a strategy with the end in mind. A person who moves in a strategy, who knows their pace, knows their capability, knows what they are able to do. And a lot of times what we want to do in a short breath of time is something that we need to plot out strategically through over a longer period of time. Because the idea is not how fast can I finish, but how successful can I finish? How successful can I be in the process along this journey of acquiring the goal? So what I want to pour into you today is the realization that you are the answer to the change. The biggest resistance is not the things that come against you externally, but the biggest resistance starts with the internal beliefs that we have in ourselves. Don't let other people cultivate in other situations. Don't let other people in other situations cultivate your perspective and your vision. You have to own your perspective. That's why it's called self-esteem. It is owned by you. So here's the first thing. In order for us and to help us to realize and maintain that strength in the knowing of that we are the answer, it is important that we have the right perspective. Here it is, of ourselves. Have the right perspective of ourselves. If I'm not mistaken, the Bible declares in Judges chapter 6, there is a man named Gideon. And his nation, Israel, is under oppression. So much to, in the time that the text of the scripture is, it speaks of, they're growing. And every time their crops come to a place of harvest, the enemy, the Midianites and the Ammonites, they come in and they steal the crop. So they are perishing because they don't have food. They don't have the finances. Everything that they have is being stolen and taken away from them. And so they become a weak and helpless people, and they cry out to their God. They cry out to God and they're saying, God, help us. God, save us. God, deliver us. And God comes to a young man named Gideon. And the way that God greets Gideon, he says, you mighty man of valor. And Gideon is like, who are you talking to? Are you talking to me? Because I come from the least tribe of all the tribes, and I am the least in my tribe. In other words, the way that I see myself does not compare to the greatness that you have just called me as. And so back to this point. It's not that God didn't see Gideon as a great man of valor, which means strength, but it means that Gideon didn't see himself as a great person. Why? He said, because of the family, the tribe that I'm in, and because in comparison to the tribe that I'm in, I myself, I'm the least in my tribe, and my tribe is the least. In other words, the translation is, we can say I'm from the ghetto, and I'm one of the worst in the ghetto. We're living off government assistance. We don't have it all together. My family's dysfunctional. We come from a troubled past. You're talking to me, and you're telling me that I'm the answer, and I have a hard time waking up sometimes because I'm so down and out because of the areas of my life that I'm not pleased with. You're talking to me, the person who's been divorced not once but twice. You're talking to me, the person who has had child out of wedlock. And let's go deeper. You're talking about me, the person who has a criminal record. You're talking about me, the person who has failed endeavors and failed business endeavors. You're talking about me, the person who struggles with time management, with money management. You're talking to me, the person who struggled in the past couple of years trying to hold on to employment. Yes, you are the answer to the change in which you seek. Yes, you. Yes, you. You are the answer. I'm not old enough. No, you're at the right age. You're old enough. I'm too young. No, if you're young enough to discern that change is needed, then you're young enough, you're at the right age to discern what that answer looks like, to participate in the answer, to engage in the answer, to strategize in the answer, to solicit support, to get the answer. But you have to see that you are a part of the answer. You are the answer. And most of the times, it is the people around us that can see the greatness in us far ahead and far beyond what we can see within our own selves. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to look in the mirror, not the physical mirror, but you can metaphorically, you can stand in front of the physical mirror. But I want you to look at yourself. And I want you to question yourself. What is it that's holding you back? What is it that's keeping you stagnant? What is your greatest resistance? And what will it take to conquer it? What will it take for you to really begin to see? Because see, a lot, oftentimes when we look at ourselves, we look at the pieces of us that we've become common with. We've become common with certain aspects of ourselves, and we have completely overlooked other aspects of ourselves. You might look at yourself and say, I'm not where I want to be. I haven't done what I wanted to do. But you also, if you look at yourself, what have you done? What accomplishments have you done? Where are you in life? What is it that makes you distinct? What is it that makes you unique? What is it that sparks your creativity? Think about not just the negative things about you, but what is the goodness? What is the glory in who you are? What is those extra ingredients that make you different from the rest, that make you stand out, whether other people accept it or not? What is your secret sauce? You know, I grew up in an age where Popeye, he would eat his spinach, and the spinach was the game changer for him. It gave him his strength. And some of you that are younger might be like, what? But here's my thing. What is it that gives you your swag, your distinction? What makes you you? What is the greatness about who you are? And here's the thing. Some of us haven't discovered it because we haven't been inquisitive enough to seek it out within ourselves. We've been afraid to take risks that will help benefit us and that will help build us and will help us to cultivate and find out who we are. Find out what makes you tick, what makes you glow, what makes you grow, what makes you bloom. Find out the things that make you you. Have a healthy perspective of yourself and see the greatness of who you are. It is not just a cliche. No, this is reality. There is greatness on the inside of you, but it takes you to tap into that greatness. It takes you to see that greatness. And sometimes that greatness is discovered in the hard times of your life. So here's the second thing. Get the correct self-perspective about you, and then also get the correct perspective about the things around you, the external circumstances that you face, the issues in your life. Get a healthy perspective about those things, because you may have been thinking that these things are working against me. These things are not in my favor. But no, these things are like weights in the gym. They are the building blocks in which you will build with that will help mold and confident your cultivate your strength. They will help you build your muscles and build your stamina. They will help quicken your mind to think sharper, to think faster, to be keen, to be more discerning. These things that you are cursing, that you are saying are bad and that are negative, are the very things, if you use it right and if you see it through a healthy perspective, these are the things that are going to make you the multimillionaire. These are the things that are going to challenge your complacency and push you out of the mediocrity of thinking, the mediocrity of being satisfied with the status quo, the mediocrity of settling within yourself and with others. These are the very things that are meant to push you to the next level, that are meant to make you dig deep within and find your drive, find your ambition, Find your motivation. Find your why. Use these areas of your life that you say are unfavorable to you and find the favor in the unfavorable. Find the ticking in the thing that seems like a bomb getting ready to explode and find out what it is. Why is it that this triggers you? Find out what it is about the things that you are experiencing and get the right perspective about it. And once you get the right perspective about yourself, about who you are, and about the things that you are enduring and experiencing right now in the current moments of your life, then I want you to get a healthy vision of where you want to be. Get out of your head that I'm doomed, I'm nothing, and there's nothing ahead for me. Get out of your head that I can't be this and I can't be that. Quit focusing on all these negative things. What can you be based off of who you are? And here it is. And I realize that there are many of you, there are some of you, whether it be many of you or very little of you, but there are some of you that are not Bible readers. But the Bible, listen, the scripture is life, and I would encourage you, you can Google it. You can Google some of the scripture references that I'm giving you, and you can read the stories. Google Gideon and read about his story and about how God looked at him and called him something greater, and he couldn't even receive what God, the creator of all things, said about him because he thought little of himself, and he had to get his faith built up. His belief system had to be built up for him to think and begin to operate in the understanding that I am greater than my tribe. I'm greater than what other people's perspectives and viewpoints of me, even though I have agreed with it in the past and I thought to myself that I am less than the less of the least. But no, I am greater. But listen, the scripture says this, beloved, it does not appear what we shall be, but we shall be like him, speaking of Jesus. Speaking of him as the Messiah, speaking of him as the light of the world, speaking of him as the great anointed one, speaking of him as a great individual, if I can say it in that fashion, who was meant to be an example for us, to show us the greatness within us. But he says that when we look at ourselves now, we aren't the fullness of all that we are. And I want to tell you, there is more to you. So do away with the belief systems that you've been agreeing with that have gone against the greatness of who you are, not just in the present, but in your future. See yourself doing something that you've never done before that is more beneficial, that is more productive. See yourself as the light. See yourself as the illuminator. See yourself as the disruptor to the mundane, the mediocrity, and the things that have been working against your family, things that have been working against you and where you want to be in life, things that have been working against your goals and the possibilities of what can be in a positive manner in your life. See yourself in a bigger picture. Whether it's a vision board, whether it's writing in your journal, whether it's changing the scenery of your home, whether it's putting up a vision wall of quotes saying that you are this, you are great, you are successful, that you are creative. Whatever it takes, take the step, put the effort in, put the energy into it, put the time into it, because this is about you. And your world will never change until you change. Your world will never get better until you get better. You are the answer. You are the answer. And your world, your future, is waiting on you to wake up from everything that has been putting you to sleep. Everything that has been rocking you to sleep, saying, oh, can't get no better than this. Oh, I remember back when, if I had a, I coulda, I woulda, I shoulda. Oh, I wish I had. Well, what are you doing with the time that you have now? So those three things: your self-perspective, your external perspective, and your visionary perspective. How do you see yourself? How do you see the things around you? How do you see your future? All these things are crucial. These three points are crucial for you to see that you are the answer. Now, here's the thing, and we'll close out this session. Again, once you lock into a healthy perspective of who you are, once you lock into a healthy perspective of where you are, and once you lock into a healthy perspective of where you want to be, guard it. Hold on to it. Everything is not meant to be a discussion so that you can find somebody else to agree with it. Because there are some people that are going to notice the change in your perspective, your self-perspective, your external perspective about the things around you, and even your visionary perspective. There's some people going to see that your actions are going to be different. There's going to be some habits that you change because you're going to deem them as not being productive as it relates to where you want to be in life. There are some conversations that you will no longer have because you're not going to see it as being productive to help you get to where you want to be in life. There's some things, your language is even going to change, because where you may have been quick to agree with something negative, you know, maybe you've been quick to be judgmental. Maybe now you're going to change your language and you're going to speak the things that you desire. Somebody's going to say, oh man, that ain't never changing. And then you're going to say, well, you know what? It could change. If we did X, Y, and Z, it could get better. If this, and this would happen. Be strategic in what you do. Be strategic in how you see yourself. Now, I'm not telling you to take on this ego and arrogance, this self-righteous, prideful approach, as if you are bigger than everyone and anything in the world, and the whole world needs to bow down to you and worship you, and you don't do anything wrong, and you're just this perfect person, everyone's beneath you. No, that's not healthy. What I'm speaking of is looking at you face value and saying that even in my imperfections, there were some darn good qualities about me. Although there are areas that I am still developing in, there are some amazing qualities about me as a person, of who I am. And with those amazing qualities, how can I capitalize on it? How can I strengthen those things? How can I operate in those things, those areas that I'm confident in? How can I strengthen the areas that I feel that I'm weak in? How can I hone in on those areas and become better? How can I sharpen my skills and my talents? See yourself as an ever-evolving person. That you are not fixed into this eternal state of not being able to change. No, you're a revolutionary being. You grow, you evolve, you get better, you get smarter, you get wiser. So don't let anything, any person, any circumstance, situation, idea, don't let your past, don't let thoughts of negativity begin to shape in a negative fashion your self-perspective, your external perspective as it relates to the things around you, and then your vision concerning where you want to be. Those three things, and we'll close the session. Have a healthy view of you. Have a healthy perspective of where you are. Have a powerful and healthy vision of where you want to be. Because at the end of the day, the element of change is you. You are the answer. You are the answer. You are the answer. All right, family, well, share this with somebody. If this has really reached to you, do me a favor. You can DM me on Instagram at @IamPhilipSuber. @empowerment_sessions. and send me a comment letting me know how this podcast has helped you, strengthened you, been a positive influence, how this particular session spoke volumes to you. We are works in progress. I'm not perfect. I do not have everything all together, and neither do you. We are works in progress together. We are all evolving, and the direction of that evolvement is based on us. We are the answers. We are the answer to the change in which we seek. All right. Until the next session, take care. Let's talk soon. Hey, thanks again for joining me in this discussion today, Empowerment Sessions. I really appreciate and hope that you did take the time to subscribe if you already haven't. And also, if you took a moment to share it. If you haven't, you still got time to do it. Now listen, remember that this podcast is meant to empower the authentic version of you to impact the world around you like only you can. Now you can follow me even after the podcast is over on Instagram at empowerment_sessions or at I am Philip Super. And even on Facebook, you can join the empowerment community as well if you follow me on there with Empowerment Sessions page. All right. I look forward to adding you guys to the group and seeing your comments on how this podcast has really impacted you in a positive way. Until next time, remember, it's all about you being empowered to help the next generation.